What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello and welcome back to your Morning Boost. I hope your week is off to an amazing start. We wish you a happy day, and today we're focusing on one of the most immediate and powerful tools in your administrative toolkit, and that is supportive measures when it comes to Title IX. These aren't disciplinary actions. They are absolutely vital for maintaining a safe and equitable learning environment, and they often serve as the first most crucial intervention in a Title IX matter. Today, we're going to define exactly what they are, clearly distinguishing them from disciplinary actions and giving you a few high-impact, non-punitive strategies that you can implement right away to ensure the safety and well-being of all parties involved. So tune in, because mastering supportive measures is key to an effective, compliant, and compassionate Title IX response. Supportive measures are individualized services offered the complainant or respondent before or after the filing of a formal complaint or where no formal complaint has been filed. This critical element to remember here is that they are non-punitive, and they are purely designed to restore or preserve equal access to education for all parties. As a leader, we need to ensure that our team clearly understands that supportive measures are never intended to be punishment. They are temporary, they are remedial, and they are tailored relief. These are all tools that help ensure that safety, not judgment, is happening during a Title IX investigation. In fact, they must be offered to both the complainant and the respondent as appropriate, based on an objective assessment of what is reasonable and what is available. One of the most critical immediate steps is implementing no contact orders, or NCOs. A carefully written NCO is a critical first measure, clearly prohibiting direct or even indirect communication between the parties. This includes social media or even third parties. And when we do this, we want to make sure we outline the specific consequences for violation or retaliation. This is a non-punitive way, but it also provides immediate peace of mind and separation in the school environment. Beyond that, always consider academic accommodations and schedule modifications. Ensure parties have access to tutoring, extensions on assignments, or the ability to drop a course maybe without penalty. Reviewing and adjusting class schedules or transportation routes, walking routes within your hallways, all of these can eliminate the accidental contact and honestly just reduce stress. And in the end, this will help preserve the student's ability to focus on learning. Another topic here I would consider is to offer counseling and mental health referrals right away. Provide proactive and free access to school-based counselors or provide referrals to external mental health services. Just emphasize that seeking support is a sign of strength, and it's available to anyone involved in or impacted by the incident. We want to ensure that the school is supporting emotional well-being alongside the academic success of the students. Just imagine a perfect example here. A complainant and respondent share the same elective class. Implementing a schedule modification to move one party to a different section, thereby eliminating their daily contact, is a perfect illustration of an effective, non-punitive support measure that ensures both students can continue their education without disruption. Here's an encouraging thought to keep in mind today. The true measure of a leader's compassion is revealed in their ability to act swiftly to protect every student's access to education. By mastering supportive measures, you are demonstrating to your entire school community that safety and equity are your immediate, non-negotiable priorities. You're not just following a rule. You're being human-centered and effective, and that makes all the difference in building student trust. Keep up the fantastic work, leaders. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will be back again tomorrow with more on Your Morning Boost. Till that time, have an awesome day. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.